After abandoning Kabul, the Taliban have fallen back on their home territory in southern Afghanistan, heading for Kandahar. Indications are the Taliban can't hold out there either very long. Joining us from Quetta in Pakistan, just opposite southern Afghanistan, is NPR's Sarah Chase. Sarah, what can you tell us about developments in that region?
Well, first of all, that they're moving very quickly indeed. And here in Quetta, people are intensively trying to obtain the latest news about what's happening. It seems as though the airport, which is south of Kandahar on the road leading to Quetta, has been taken by Pashtun tribesmen. That is the largest ethnic group down here in the south. And those who took the airport are loyal to an anti-Taliban Pashtun leader by the name of Hamid Karzai. Some of the commanders, the old Mujahideen commanders who fought against a Soviet invasion, who have been living in Pakistan for a number of years, left here suddenly last night, apparently to sort of position themselves. There was also an interview with Mr. Hamid Karzai, this opposition Pashtun leader, with the Pashto service of the BBC, to the effect that he has been in contact with the Taliban, and we had been hearing this over the last couple of days. And he said that it seemed that the Taliban leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, is just about ready to turn the city over, either to him, to Karzai, or to a third party.
Kandahar is the key city in the south, isn't it? It was the sort of the spiritual capital of the Taliban and their stronghold. How long before you think it falls?
Karzai is saying that it could be as quickly as within 24 hours. And Kandahar really is crucial because not only are most of the Taliban leadership is mostly from that town, but it was really the effective seat of their government.
Sarah, isn't Kandahar the headquarters for Mullah Muhammad Omar, who sort of heads up the whole Taliban operation? What happens if Kandahar goes? Well, where does he go?
To the hills, to the caves. He apparently, or reports are that he has already left the city. But I think what you would be looking at is the effective end of the Taliban regime.
Of course, the question, I guess, that most Americans are asking as all this is happening is, what does this mean for Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, the question of his whereabouts, the question of whether a new government would turn him over, the question of whether a new government would turn over the leadership of the Taliban is an open one. All of this is what needs to be worked out in the days ahead.
Sarah Chase, thanks very much.
Thank you, Linda.
NPR's Sarah Chase reporting from Quetta in Pakistan, just opposite southern Afghanistan.